Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We're learning Meseches Bava Basra Daf Kuf Beis. We're going to start the shiur. The Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Aleph and Beis. The Gemara brings down the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Nazir and a Mishnah in Halas. The Gemara says, Tanan Hasam. We learned there in Halas and Nazir. Hamaitzi Meis Mushkev Kedarkai. Someone finds a dead body, which is lying in its correct way, which is Shbam is Mazbir, that I might say, you didn't know that the mace was there, you just happened to chance upon it, and it's mushkov, it's lying down, and kandarka, it's lying down in the correct way, so therefore you chayshish that it was there l'shem kvura, because if it wasn't there l'shem kvura, so then you don't have to have a din of tfusa. You don't have to take the three tvachim that's around the mace. That's only a din when it's a kever. Also, if it's not Mushkev Kedarka, you think it might be a guy, so you don't have to bother with the Tfusa. Anyway, but Neitlai Ves Tfusase, Shnayim Neitlai Ves Tfusase, if you find two, you take it away with the Tfusa, but Shleisha, then, Im Yesh B'neim Arbat Bat Shmoyna, if it's between them, four Amas, Tein Amas, Areza Shchunas Kvaris. So you assume that it was there as a base of Kvaris, and you're not allowed to take them away. So before we get into the pratim about this Mishnah, I want to discuss in general the sugya of pinui mesim. What's the halacha about moving a mace which is buried from one kever to another kever? Because in this Mishnah it's mavur that if you find one mace, so you don't have to think that it was here berishus. It could be it wasn't here berishus, even though it was here l'shem kever, that's why nitfusa, but it wasn't here berishus. And memela, someone buries a mace on someone else's property, the owner of the property could take it away. But if there's three, so then it's a basic verse. We assume it was there b'shus, and then you're not allowed to take them away. So you see this isser of moving a mace from the grave that it's in to another grave. So I want to discuss this isser. It's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch about it, in Yoredei siman Shin Samach Gimel. Comes up. Shaila comes up from time to time. The Torah brings the Yerushalmi. It says, "Ein mefanen hameis va'atzameis." You don't move the mace and the bones. Loi mekever mechubed lekever mechubed. For loi mekever bazi lekever bazi. You can't move it from one grave to another grave. If it's a chashiv grave to a not chashiv grave, for loi mi bazi lemechubed, and not even from a non chashiv grave to a chashiv grave. Ein tzarich loi mi mechubed lebazi. It's an issur to move a mace from the kever that it's buried in. But there are basically two exceptions to this issur. One is it says lekaparish loi lechvaydai, which Paiskim say means, L'kapar Shlai means to bring him to Eretz Yisrael, and L'chvaydeh means L'kaivrei b'kirvei avaysav. Then it's mutter. So if you decide to bring a mace to Eretz Yisrael, or you decide to bring the mace to the place where his father is buried, that's mutter. You don't have this isser that you can't move a mace from one place to another. Rav Meir says a tshuva is medayik, and the Shach says a lashon kolaymar, L'fnaisai, L'kaivrei etzel avaysav, to bring him, they should be buried by his fathers. The Taz says a lashon, "L'makim shu shaloi shesham sheichem b'nei mishpachtai." There, his family members are there. He says, "Yerushalmi is mashma." The vart is because a son wants to be buried by his fathers. It's only then you can move his son to where his father's grave is. But other members of the family, not. But the Taz and the Shach seems to say that. But the Taz seems to say any b'nei mishpach is good enough. Moshe has a few tshuvas about it, both in Igros Yerdei Chelek Aleph and in Chelek Beis. He's naita to say it's dafka to bury him with his father. All the cases were, a mace was buried somewhere, and then the whole family bought a whole shchuna of kvaris that the whole family should be buried together, and they wanted to bring the father to be buried there next to the wife, and the children will be there. And the Moshe wasn't for it. He held that l'chayr, the whole din is dafka, a son to his father. But he brings the Ramei Simcha, and the Arsameach, he held that it's Huadin, a father to the son's grave, he brings a raya, because Pinchas was brought to be buried in the by his son. Rav Meir held there wasn't such a raya, but I'll kopan him. He says, L'maisi can't be meicha, Rav Meir Simcha held there was mutter. But that's one case of a heter, to bury him with his father or with his family, and the other case is to bring him to Eretz Yisrael. That's also mutter. And the reason why it's a kapara, the chibra ad masayama, it's a kapara to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. But otherwise, it's aser. Now, the Beis Yosef says an interesting thing. He brings a kolbay. He says that tam sheim mefanim ameis mimakim lemakim lefisham bilbul kasha lemeisim. The confusion is very difficult for the dead person. Because when you move a mace from one place to another, the Kalbay says, the Nisham of the mace gets scared of the Yom Adin. He says, oh, something's going on, I'm going to be judged. And he says, V'zeichel Adavar, it says in Yev Yashanti Az Yinuachli, that I should be at rest. And he brings in Shmuel, that when they brought Shmuel up with the Ayiv, he was scared they would bring him Adin. So Mel, that's the Tam White Sasa, because it causes a pain to the Neshama. The Neshama believes that something's going on, that he's being brought Ladin. Then the Shail is, if this is the reason, would that apply to a Katan? Katan's not a Baroinshin. The Katan's not a Baroinshin, so Mecha tasted as any fear of the Din. So the Chacham Tzvi, it's in Shail Nun, he names on that by a Katan also a Chayach Din. He brings the Gemara that a Katan had a Din, and the Zayar had a din, brings in the Zayar, I mean, that a Zayar, that a Katan had a din, that he asked a question to his Rebbe, he was Mevayishim. He brings in the Chesed Lavram, that there's a din by Ktanim. And I debuda, in your day, Tinyan and Simon Kuf Samach Dalid, he brings down the Chuvis that say it, that by the Sagashuni, the Chavis Yor, and the Chacham Tzvi. Says, he also, it's not Shaykh to say there's no din at all under 20 years. He says, it's not Shaykh, such a thing. It means that he doesn't get Einish B'chayim, but after Misa, everything gets an Einish, and he says, even by a Katan, as long as he comes to Einish HaPe'utais, if he knows it's an Aveira, he's going to get some punishment. There's some consequence, he says. And he says, even if you're going to argue with me and say that there's no Einish at all and anything that's done under Bar Mitzvah, he says, but that's Pasha that gets Chayim, the Mitzvah they did under Bar Mitzvah. So a male that Aveiris they did under Bar Mitzvah will be brought into the cheshbin that will take away from the schar. As I zaktep, gavaldi gazach. But his case was that they had a baby that died in infancy before even the bris milah, and they forgot to do the bris milah. Normally you do a bris milah on the baby even after death, so you shouldn't have an arla. It's a cherpa to have an arla. And when they buried him, they forgot to do the bris milah. So the question was, could they dig up the grave to do the bris milah on the baby? So he says, if he didn't have das bechlal, so what's the chedus hadin? But the Rebbe Yehuda says that Lefi Dasa Mekubalim, that this Gilgul Neshamas, Samela, could be there's a din in the for the previous Gilgul. Now the Neshama came to this Guf, but could be Neshama gets a din for the previous Gilgul. So by doing this Bilbo, by doing a Pinei Ames, even on a Katan Ben Yemai, you might be causing a Tzara to the Neshama for the din on the previous Gilgulim. As I tied it to the Rebbe Yehuda. So that wouldn't be an Afkamina. Even if the Tamas Al-Skherdis had din, it would apply to Ketanim, and the Rebbe Yehuda is saying it would apply even to a Katam and Yemai, to such a thing as a din for the previous Gilgulim. The Eisefai Mitzvah says that. There is another Tshuva in the Rebbe Yehuda, this one in Yeridei Kama Simen Peites, where he says he is saying that once the Basar is gone and all you left is that Samais, so then there's no problem with Cherdis had din anymore. He says, after the Ikol HaBasar, after the Basar disintegrates, there's no more din. It's already pasuk adin. There's no more bilbo. Says ach b'sar el of yichav. After the klais of basar, there's no chash. That's what he tainits. Now achreinim argue on him. The shivasi and his own son argues on him. And also Ramadchem benet in the sefer Prashas Mordechai holds not their way. And the igris meishu was mechavim to them. They nemon that avad. Even though all you have left is that sumais, there's still a problem of chedus adin. But the idea that there's mavur, that he's not coming to be matter because of that, and once all there is that Salmas left, you're allowed to move it. It seems fakert. You see, the case there was, in Simon Peites in the Neid of Yehuda, the Shail was the Rav of the Kilam, and the question was like this. Their basic kvaris, they bought it for only 150 years. It was a limited buying, that they owned the thing only for 150 years. After 150 years, it goes back to the Gayan. And now they want to buy a permanent basic first. They're able to buy land that could be permanently used by them. So the question was, should they move all the bodies from the basic first, which they only have for 150 years now, or did they have to wait until the end of the 150 years? That was the Shiloh. So the Rav there passing, they can't move them now. They have to wait till the end of the 150 years. He had three reasons. One reason he says is like this. He says, if the time is Al-Skherdis Hadin, so why is there a halacha that when you originally made the kever as a temporary kever, let's say you really want to bury him in one place, and you bury him here because he can't get to that place now, and you make a lahedi de ketnai that you're going to bury him in another place. So why is that mutter? Why don't you have the same problem of cheder sadin? So what, you made it metchila, they're only going to bury him for meantime. So Zakti Shalaf in the night of Yehuda. Because it then happens when you weren't expecting it. If you move the mace when he's really supposed to be here, and now you move him, that causes Chayadis Adin. Mashaykev Mitchili only put him here for a certain amount of time. So moving him at the end of that time, that doesn't cause a Chayadis Adin. So he says, Mamela, if you decided that the mace is going to be there for 150 years, so moving him before the 150 years is going to cause Chayadis Adin. Moving him after the 150 years is not. But moving him before is going to cause Chayadis Adin, so it'll be a problem. If let's say the plan was he's going to be buried here for X amount of time, and then there's going to be another basic verse available and they're going to move him, and punk, it happened that they want to move him earlier, they're not allowed to, he's saying. Because that would cause the Chayadis Adin. That was one time the Shayel held that you weren't allowed to do it. The second time, he says, is that he held that by Rekev there's no Chayadis Adin. Let's say the entire body is disintegrated, including the bones. Everything is gone. All that's left is Rekev. All that's left is Rat. That's it. Here by Rat, there's no Chayadis Adin. So you're going to move them now. There's still bones. You wait for the end of the 150 years. All you'll have is Rekev. So you're going to cause them a problem which you wouldn't have if you did it later. That was the second time. And the third time, he says, is that now that you have Avelim around, so if you make Likud Atzamis, you're going to make them be Noyig Avelus. So you're not going to make people be Noyig Avelus. You have to wait till the end when there won't be any Avelim left. So the Rebbe commented on the Shaila. He agreed with the Psak. And he said, though, that he held it's more than just Rekev. He held that even when there's Atzamis, there's no Chayadis Adin. But he agreed entirely with the Psak. He said there's no reason to move them now. He says, if the Pshat is you only have a chance to move them now, and you're not going to be able to move them later, so Kumdais, this Kever is going to be done. It's going to be, the guy is going to take it over, he's going to build there, he's going to plow there, whatever the case is. Avad, they have to move it now. But if the Pshat is, there's no reason to think you won't be able to move it later, so Avad, they have to wait till later. So you see from the Rebbe Yehuda and Shasant that even though he holds there's no Chayadis Adin after its bones, he's still not matter to move the bones of a mace. I think this is because the other Taimim. See, the Achrayim bring another Tam, why it's Asa. And it's the first Gemara they bring. It's a Gemara later in Bava Bashis, Daf Kuf Nun Dalet. There was a case over there where somebody gave away a Matana, it wasn't clear if he was a Gadol or not. And the ones, the Makabla Matana, wanted to check to see if he's a Gadol in order to get the Matana. Azai, you'd have a Chazak and use a Katan, and his Yerushim would end up with the Matana. And the Gemara says, you're not allowed to open the Kever to check if he has Shtei Sarais to see if he's a Gadol, because it's Nivel Ames. Come in, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do it. So you see another time. You see a time of Nivel Ames. Bemis in the Shvus Yankov asks a Kasha. Shvus Yankov is in Chelek Sheni, Simen Kuv Gimel. He says, why did the Gemara have to say Nivel Ames? Why couldn't the Gemara say this time of Chayadis Adin? So he himself says that he doesn't think the time of Chayadis Adin is really the Iker time. He says only a sniff Balma. He says, what's the raya that there's any Chayadis Adin? By Shmuel, there was a Chayadis Adin, Lomegers Tani Lalois, by Shmuel, because the Balas Oiv got Shmuel's neshama down. So there, Shmuel's Hashem was wondering, why am I being brought here? Come because of a din. But who says if you move the body of the mace, there's any Chayadis Adin? He's not confident about the time of Chayadis Adin. But I'll go upon him. The ones who say the time of Chayadis Adin, he's bothered. So why did the Gemara there say the time of Nivel HaMace? Why didn't the Gemara say the time of Chayadis Adin? So he says, because maybe if you don't move the mace at all, you just open up the grave and take off the clothing, but you don't move the mace at all, maybe there's no Chayadis Adin, so you'll be able to see if the mace is Shtei Sarais. But Al-Kobanim, you see another Tam. You see a Tam of Nivel HaMace. When the Achrayim bring it in, it was a shailus about, let's say a mace was buried without Tachrichim, or the case I told you from Neid Behuda, let's say the baby was buried without the Bris Mila, and there's a Kpeda not to bring it up, even though it's more covered, you'll have Tachrichim, you'll have a Bris Mila, but if it'll come in Nivel HaMace, the mace will be in his baza, so then it's Aser. Now the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Nun says that Nivel HaMace is dafka when you open up the coffin. If the coffin is closed, he holds there's no Nivel HaMace. Nivel HaMace is when you see the mace. If you don't see the mace is in the coffin and the coffin remains closed. He's just going to bring the coffin from one place to another place. The Chacham Tzvi names on that there's no Nivel HaMace. But Al Kopanim, sometimes you do have this tam of Nivel HaMace. And that's Medina de Gemara. Because that's Mamish Gemara there in Bava Basra that says you can't check the mace to see if the Shtei Saris, because of Nivala Mace, Ha'achala Maisa. But Bamison, there's also other timing. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch Simon Shin Samach Gimel, Stam, Eimel Lichen Mace Me'ir Shiesh Bekvaris Lerecheris, Elam Kain Mechutz Laris Laritz. You can't bring a mace from one city, if there is a mace of Kvaris in that city, to another city. The only time you can bring it is from Chutz Laritz to Eretz Yisrael. As I state that din in Shulchan Aruch, what's the site of this din? The Shach says it's a bazillion to those mason. The Shach says Mishum Kavan a mason makvurim ba'isir shem avaza isim shleilenuach etzlam azeh. It's a bazillion to the mason in that city. Rabbi Kivayg brings a kasha from the Shuva Zichron Yosef. He says it can't be that satam because it says that if the mason leaves its tzava not to be buried here to be buried somewhere else, then you listen to him. It says, "I say shteit neramot." So if it's also the Zion of the Mesim in this year, why should you listen to Tzava? But he says to look in the Tshuvas Knesset Yecheskel. The Tshuvas Knesset Yecheskel that he's Mitzayin to is Mashma, that if this Mace is Mitzavah, it is a Mitzvah L'Kayim Divri, this Mace, so merely you're not Cheshish and Bezayin of the other Mesim when you have a Mitzvah to Mekayim the Tzava of this Mace. Rabbi Kivenga says from the Zichron Yosef that the time is a different time. The time is because it's a Tzar and a Bezayin to the Mace of Taltalei Mirachik. It's not a tzayin and bezayin to the mace to go schlep the mace as a tzayin and bezayin be'etzim. So rather that would apply even if he's buried, maybe koshkin. That's what Knesset Yecheskel names on with the klarkeit. He's only matter in his case where you're going to kvuris avaysav taka. And you'll have to be mefana for kvuris avaysav. But that could be another time why you can't be mefana from a kever. We have one time because of cherdus adin, the biskid of adin. We have one time because of nivul, which the Chachan Svi doesn't apply if you don't open the coffin. And then there's another time, either it's a bezayin to the mason here when you move him out of this base akvaris to another base akvaris, or stam, it's a tzar and a bezayin to the mace to carry the mace around. So that's another reason why you can't move the mace from one kever to another kever. Now the Igros Meisha, it's in Yeridei Chelek Aleph, Simon Reish Mem Beis, it's also in Yeridei Chelek Beis, Simon Kof Samach, he says a meridik ashtikl. He says, all these time in Manageya, the Simon Shin Samach Gimel, who we're talking about being Mefana the Mace for the purpose of the Mace. But for Ar Gemara, we don't have to come on to these time in Bechlal. In the case of Ar Gemara, there's an Isser to be Mefana the Mace, if you know that he was buried there, Bershus, is an Isser Deraisa, he says. The Reish is the Chiv Kfur is Deraisa. The Chiv Kfur and the Mace is Deraisa. The Rambam passes that way. Kikavatik Verenu tells you is the Chiv Kfur and me Deraisa. So Rav Meisha, Avada the Chiyav Kfur is not to bury him and take him out. Avada does lick in the Chiyav Kfur that he remains there. When you take out a mace from the kever that he's in, even if it's only temporarily, that's a bittul to the Chiyav Kfur. That's a bittul to the mitzvah Seyav Kfur. So by removing the mace, even if you're only moving him now, you're going to put him back in the kever, you're doing a mace of a lack of Kfur. You're being over on the mitzvah Seyav Kfur. That's an Isa Deraisa Tainata. The Mainly says like this. He says, the Turin Simon Shin Samach Gimel starts with the Yerushalmi about moving a mace from a Kevah Mechubit to a Kevah Bozi to this, that, in the Yerushalmi. That misses off in a Mishnayis. The Mishnah that's brought here, it's a Mishnah in Olas, it's a Mishnah in Nazir. And when you find three, you can't move it, you have to leave the Kvarim there. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kevah Sheini Yadua is Mutta Lefnaisa, Kevah Yadua is Asa Lefnaisa, even if it's a single Kevah. But if it's Yadua, it was known that it was done there Bishus. So Mimela, there's an issa to move it. That's brought in the Shulchan Aruch Simon Shin Samach Dalet, he says. That's a din deraisa. Because here you're not moving it for the purpose of the mace. You're moving it because you need the space of the kever. So if he had no right to put his kever there, so good. Ain't other mace of Davashayna Shalai. You're not mechuyev to keep a kever. It's a, you're allowed to move him. But if you gave him a shus to have him there, this is his kever. His Mimela, al-sachiv kvura. Now it's more convenient for you not to have the kever there. You want to move it somewhere else. Al tzachiv kvura, you have to keep it there. It's a bittul to the mitzvah say deraisa of kvura to move it. That's tainah d'Rav Meisha. So why don't you always have the bittul mitzvah say deraisa of kvura? So d'Rav Meisha, because just like there's a din by kvura, that if you, there's an issel sullen, you're not allowed to leave a mace overnight. But if you leave the mace overnight, l'chvaydai, l'havin l'arim v'tachrichen, or to make a big levaya, you're allowed to do it. Anything that's for covet of the mace, you're allowed to do it. So the chiyuv kvur is nincha because the covet of mace. That's the din. So who are they moving from one grave to another grave? If you're doing it l'tzarech the mace, that the mace needs another grave, So that's like l'chvaydai. So now be mutter. Al tzachiv kvura. There you have to come on to the other taimim. Al tzachar de sadin. Al tzbezayin. Al tznivel. Whatever the case may be. There you have to come on to those taimim. And there's a heter. That when it's l'kvura savaysav. So the maila of burying him. Eitzel avaysav. Is daicha the chasarin of the chayr de sadin. Or the nivel ukadayma. The maila of burying him in Eitz Yisrael. Is daicha the chasarin of the. Of the Chayyad HaSadin, or the Nivel, or the Bezayin. And there's no problem with Tzadik Kvura, because anything you're doing for the Kavod HaMeis doesn't have a Chsarim with Tzadik Kvura. But if you're not doing it for the Meis, tying it to Ramesh, it's an Issa Deraisa. And he says even a bigger Chiddush, the case there was where someone was buried right next to the fence, all the way at the edge of the Beis HaKvaris, next to the fence, and the family was very upset. They thought it wasn't a good Kever. They wanted to move the Meis to the middle of the cemetery, Chashiv Kever. And in Meishel, there's no chilek in chashivas. A kever next to the fence is just as chashiv as a kever in the middle of the cemetery. It's absolutely no tzepsesh shtus. The whole story is a shtus. So Taina Rav Meisha. So there's no discussion if you have a hetem mitzad the pinei ha-meis, mitzad the taimim, or whatever it is. There's an isadei isa of kvura. That's why you can't move it. It doesn't matter. Because the taina is no covenant meis b'chalal in that case. And male in that case, you'd have an isadei isa. So Gemalde Gestickel, now Rav Meisha points out that the Beis Yosef doesn't seem to hold that way. Because the Beis Yosef there in Simen Shin Samach Dalet, the case where you're moving the mace just because you want to use the field, he brings the Chita Saramam. The Rambam is a Mechudish Tikashita. The Rambam says, Kever and Nimsa Mutalif Naisei, Vimpineu Mekaimai Tamei. Accurate in the Gemara is, it's the Gemara in Sanhedrin Afen Vav, the Kever and Nimsa Mutalif Naisei, Pineu Mekaimai Tahar. That a kever and nimtza, if you find the kever, it didn't belong here, so you're allowed to get rid of it, and when you get rid of it, the makam is tar. Mashenkin a kever yedua is asalif naisa, the Gemara says. Vimpineu mekayme tame. And Rashi says that the chazal will gezer tumma on the makam, because you did a bad thing, you will pinei it, so chazal will gezer the makam should be tame. But the Rambam was very differently. The Rambam says kever and nimtza mutalif naisa, pineu mekayme tame. Kever yedua is Aslaf and Isaif and Pineu Mekayme Tahar. What's Pshan in such a gear? So the Beis Yosef explains that Mekayme Tame and Mekayme Tahar in the Rambam is not the Pshat that it's a Knas or whatever it is. Mekayme Tame means you have to be afraid of other Kvarim there. And Mekayme Tahar means you don't have to be afraid of any other Kvarim there. That's a Chilke. Kever Nimsa, you find the Kever, you're allowed to get rid of it, but you have to be Cheshish the other Kvarim there. Now, shaking a kevi yadua, you know there's a kevi there. Then you're not allowed to get rid of it. But you don't have to be chayshus any other kvarim there. So that's why mekayim etar. So Beis Yosef is bothered in the Rambam. The Rambam says a kevi and nimsa, you're allowed to get rid of it. But you chayshus your other kvarim. Mimonavshach. If you chayshus your other kvarim and you're making mekayim etame, so come days you think that even though you found only one kevi, it might be a basic kvaris. So why is it mutal if naisai? Why is it mutal if naisai? Why you, if it's a basic virus, that means it's here legitimately. So why is it mutal if naisai? Ever the Beis Yosef, that since Pina Ames is only midarabana mishum kavan Ames, so male, they weren't chayshish that maybe it's not a basic virus. They weren't chayshish that maybe it's a legitimate basic virus. Mashenkin, lagabi tumma, which is their eyes, so they were chayshish. So, factor of Mesha, here, the Beis Yosef is clearly talking about a case where he stopped taking it out of his field. And still the Beis Yosef is saying that even though Lagabi Tumma we are Cheshish, it's a kever, and Mekayme Tumma, you have to be Cheshish to other kvarim, we were Cheshish that this is the basic verse, but Lagabi being Mefanet, you're allowed to be Mefanet, we're not Cheshish that this is the basic verse. Because it's the Rabbanan. So you see Mefurish that moving a mace, even not Lechavan a mace, is only Nisa the Rabbanan, Mishim Bezayin a mace. So Chayda Beis Yosef is not like Rav Meisha's Cheshbin. So Rav Meisha Tain is that that's only in the Shittas HaRambam. And the Shittas HaRambam, that Lagabe Tumma, they were geyser, and Lagabe being mefaned, they weren't geyser, and them state that being mefaned the mace is not a chsarin in the kvura. Mashenke and Shittas Rashi in the other paiskin, which is Harry Paskin, that the Gemara means kever and nimsa mutal if naisai pineo mekayme tahar, and kever yadua is asal if naisim pineo mekayme tame, meaning that they made a gzeir on the makam of the kever by kever yadua because they didn't want you to be mefaned. They wouldn't make a gzeir on this, and then they're abonan. You're not going to use the gzeir. Al karach rashi holds it's also mean they're like his shtickle. And the Beis Yosef was only saying in the Rambam, and we know Paschal like the Rambam. And in Rashi Tain is even in the Rambam he holds it's not mukhrich. you could say that it's also midiraisa, but still, lemaisa, according to all the paiskim, you're allowed to be mefanet, even though that's not a steer to saying it's also midiraisa. Tez a kever and him, so mehechates is a legitimate kever. Mehechates, you don't have to be chayshish, it's a legitimate kever. You could learn that way. And why legabe tumu were they geyser? That's what they were there. They're abundant decided. Legabe the nechi of kvura, like, even though it's their eyes that they weren't geyser. And legabe tumu, they were geyser because maker din, you don't have to be chayshish, it's a legitimate kever. So it's not murchuk what the Beis Yosef says in the Rambam. And in the other Rishayim, you know, it's not even the Beis Yosef didn't say it. And the other Rishayim, the Issa to Mephanah, the Mase, not Litzarech Mase, Tainas Rav Meshes, and Issa de Reisa. So, Lissikum, we have a few different Taimim to Issa. The Beis Yosef brings a call by the Tamas Alzcher de Sadin, and the Achreinim say it applies to Ketanim as well. Not all Achreinim held that way, most Achreinim held that way, and even Ketanim Neyeme, because of Gilgal. Shmos Yaakov says it's not the real time because who says it's Cheir Desedim when you move the body, but the Achreinim Nemanon. You also have the time of Nivul Ames, which is brought in Kufn and Dalad, but I brought the Chacham Tzvi that when it's in the coffin, there's no Nivul Ames. And you also have Stam, that it's a bezayin to bring it from place to place, or it's a bezayin to the other Mason that you bring him out of the other Mason. You have all these Taimim, and you have a shtickle from Rav Meisha, that all these things, Hani Mili, and who are then, I guess the Heter, that when you originally put him there, you made a Tanai that you'll be able to take him out, is Alts when you're doing it, L'chavid the Mase. So then you don't have a dim mitzad the din kmura, so you have all these other taimim. So mel, it's only mutter when you want to bring him l'kever avaysav v'leiritz Yisrael. Rashegim, when you're not doing it l'tzarech the mace, tainter of meisha sinisa deraisa. I would assume, l'fir of meisha, this heter, that you only put it there l'tnai, that for a certain time would also only be mutter for kavan mace. So I'd assume you'd have the same problem of the chiyav kmura. What's the difference if you made it t'nai? You still have a chiyuv kvur. Your tanai is not going to take off your chiyuv kvur. I assume that's halacha according to Rav Meisha. But when you're doing it for kavod ames, you don't have the issa deraisa of kvura. So the chayav Rav Meisha should be maskim and all these other yisurim and the rabbanan. Rav Meisha in a different tshuva, in chelik beisim and kufnan tes, he tainas that lechayav should be deraisa. Says the time of nivul lechayav is deraisa. He brings a raya from the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph. And the Gemara says that Varaya Gobas Aroyev, because how do you kill a person that made a Ritzicha? Maybe kill the Trefa. Are you going to check to see if he's a Trefa? You can't check because it's a Nivel. So Varaya Gobas Aroyev. So you see that Nivel and Mace is their Isa, because otherwise you can't bring Varaya Gobas Aroyev. Maybe the din their Isa is that you do check the Mace. So he says, even though that's like a real big Nivel, like a whole autopsy, it's not a Varaya just moving the Mace, but he said, Shayna, who says it's a Chilik? They're both called the Nivel. An evil is the Raisa Mechatesim Mechalik between an evil Godel and an evil Katan. And then he clears to say that even if it's Alzcher de Sadin, maybe that's also the Raisa. The Raisa now will be Mitzayr anyone, right? So who says you can Mitzayr dead people? Maybe this is the Raisa to Mitzayr dead people also. And he says that the Rav Yenis and Shtaif brings the Raya that since you see a lot of do it to go to Eretz Yisrael, to go to Kever Avaisa, Avaisis, it's not the Raisa. Tanya Rav Meisha, maybe there it's not a Tzar. Or it's not an evil because he's Meichel and the Tzar and the evil for the my love of Kever Avaisa, Eretz Yisrael. But the Tainus could be the whole thing is innocent there. So that's Rav Meisha Tainus. And now let's see the Gufa Mishnah. The Mura says, Tnan Hasam, the Mishnah says there, it's a Nazar and all this, like we said, a Maitzi Meis Mushkiv Kedarkai. If someone finds a dead body which is lying in its proper way, Nightle Vest Fusase. There's a din, you'll have to take it away. As long as it's not a shkunis kvaris, like we said, it's talking about that there's no reason to think that the kever was here legitimately. But you also have to take the tfusa, you have to take the offer that's around the mace, and we're going to speak about the dine tfusa soon. But that's if you find one. Shnaim, if you find two, also neitlem es tfusasa, and then you take the two mesim together with the tfusa. But matzah shloisha, emyesh b'neim arbevat shmein, emyesh shkunis kvaris. If you find three, and the space to part between 4 and 8 amis, that's a shkunis kvaris. And here the Gemara goes into, by shkunis kvaris is two dinim. One is that you're not allowed to remove them, and the second is that there's a din bedika, you have to be bedik to find if there are more kvarim, and the Gemara goes through the details of the bedika, and how which dim, with Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakam and our Mishnah, what each one holds, how the kvarim are generally made. Now the Rishbam brings the Gemara in Nazir, that's medayik from the first four words in the Mishnah. Hamaitzi meis mushkev kedarkai. Four words. Hamaitzi meis mushkev kedarkai. Each one teaches you a halacha. Hamaitzi prat lamatzi. You find it, not that it's already found. Mace, it's dead. Prat lahorug, not that it was killed. Mushkav means it's lying down. Prat liyeshiv, not if the corpse is in a sitting position. Kedarkai, it's done in the proper way, and not if the reisha is beinu rechaisav, not if the body is contorted. And there's a machlekes yishenim to understand what all these dinim are. What's the din of a meitzi prat lamotzi? What's the din of mace prat lahayuk? What's the makar of the din? What is the din? What's the time of the din? What's the din of mushkev prat liyeshiv? And kedarkai prat la reisha munach beinu rechaisav. So in a meitzi prat lamotzi, the Rishbam says like this: if you didn't know that there was any dead person there, and you punkt found it, that's mitzeh. If you knew beforehand that it was there, that's matzeh. It doesn't have the same din. It wouldn't be called a shunis kvaris. It would have the same din of nightlight. That's tfusaseh, but it wouldn't have a din that by three it's a shunis kvaris. And he says, because the Mishnah explains, that the only time three is a shunis kvaris is when either you found all three, or you always knew that all three were there. But if you always knew that one was there, and you found another two, or if you found one, and there was two that was always there, so in that case, it wouldn't be called a shkunis kvaris. And the Rishbam explains the reason for that. Dr. Rishbam is v'hachi gemirila. This is a halacha l'maishi misinai, that a shkunis kvaris is dafka when you find all three, or that all three was always happened to be there. And Taisus says, it's not a lach l'meishim yisinai. He says, Einir l'ri. He says, it's not a lach l'meishinai. There's a reason for it. Because the pshat that when you find three graves, you assume it's a shkunis kvaris is, three is a chazaka. It's unlikely that three graves just happened to be there by chance. Probably, they're all buried for the same reason. But if, let's say, two graves are always there, and then you find another grave, when they buried those two graves that was always there, they didn't know about the third grave. So al karchas, there's no connection between the three graves. Other Rishayinim say it a little bit differently. Other Rishayinim say that if the pshat was that these three graves were all there for the same reason, why would one of them be known and two of them not known? Or two of them known and one of them not known? Probably all three would either be known or not known. Obviously, there's no connection in the kvura between these two graves or between these three graves. So if we have a reason to assume that we have three graves are here, probably there's a reason they're all here for the same reason. So it must be this legitimate basic verse. But if we understand that one of the three is not connected to the other two, so there's no reason to think that because there are three there, it's a shkunis kvaris. Baal Kapanim, this din everyone agrees to. That's the end of this Mishnah in Nazir, that you need either three of them built the Yiduim, or three of them that are Yiduim. But if it's Echad Yidu, Shnayim Einim Yiduim, or Shnayim Yiduim Echad Ein Yidu, it's not a shkunis kvaris. The only thing is, Taisus holds that that can't be Nipshan and Hamaitzi Prat L'Matzi, because the din applies to matzah also, as long as all three of them are matzah. It's not ha-maitzi prat la-matzah. You could have the case of maitzah, where you have this din, if all three of them are ha-maitzah, that it wasn't matzah, you found all three of them, that all three of them weren't yiduim. You could have the case of matzah, where all three of them were matzah. There's no reason to make halacha of ha-maitzi prat la-matzah. So Taisus is mefalpel about what is this din of ha-maitzi prat la-matzah. And the maskana of Taisus is, and Kam Rishayim say this, the Rationalis and the Ritvahi and other Rishayim, that Pral Matzi doesn't just mean Yadua. Matzi means you know that it's a legitimate kever. Yadua means you happen to know there was a kever there. There's a case where you know that there's a kever. You know there's one kever, you know there's two kvarim, you know there's three kvarim, but you don't know why the kever's there. But it's not like you found it. It's been known for a long time there's been a kever here. So in that case, one or two kvarim you could still remove. You don't have to assume it's a legitimate kever. You could move it vest for sasai. But three, and there were three known kvarim, so we assume they were all there for the same sima, you assume it's a shkunis kvaris. Mashenkein motzi, hamaitzei prat lamotzi, means that you know it was a legitimate kever. You know that the kever was supposed to be, it was there b'shus. In that case, a kever yadu is also lefnei say, even if there's no other kvarim around, as long as his kever was here legitimately, there'll be an issur pinui no matter what. That's the pshat from Rav Yishayim. The Rambam has another pshat. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Tes Halacha Hey, Meisim Anemsim Gluyim Al Pnei Asada, Ein Lem Shchunas Kvaris V'Loi Tvusa, El Malakit Etzim Etzim V'Kol Tahar. If dead bodies are found, open and revealed, Al Pnei Asada, on the face of the ground, they don't have a din of Shchunas Kvaris, they have no din of Tvusa, you could just take the bones and everything will be tar. And the Kesef Mishnah says, and most of the Achrayim learned this way also. That the Makar of the Rambam is, that's how the Rambam learned Pshat and Prat L'Matzui. The Rambam held Matzui means that it's open, it's revealed, it's not buried. So come days we have three Pshatim in the Rishayim. The Rishbam's Pshat of Matzui Prat L'Matzui means Prat L'Yadua. And the sight of the Miyat is not in regard to Tvus at all, and not in regard to Pinoy at all, because even by Yadua there is a din Tfusa, and there's still a din that you can be Mefanet, you can be... The halacha of Nightlife Est Fusase applies to Matzah as well, it's only in regard to Shchunas Kvaris. And it's that din that if one's Yadua and two are not Yadua, then there's no din of Shchunas Kvaris. Taisus holds Maitzi Prat L'Matzi means not just Yadua, but you know for sure it's a legitimate kever. And then the halacha is not in regard to Shchunas Kvaris, the halacha is in regard to the Etzin Din of Nightlight, that you can't take it all together. And the Rambam holds that Maitzi Prat L'Matzi is talking about when it's Goli Al Pnei Asad, it's not buried altogether. And the Din of Maitzi Prat L'Matzi is that you don't need Tfusa B'chlal, and also there's no Din of Shchunas Kvaris. But there'll be no din of tfusa b'chlal because it's not buried. Karen Arianazah points this out, that not all the miyutim are necessarily negated to the same din. The Mishnah says kamadinim. The Mishnah says a heter to take it if it's a kever yachid, a chiv to take the tfusa along with it, and a din that by shchunas kvaris you have no heter to take it, and you have to be baidik. Any one of the miyutim could apply to any one of these four dinim. It could be more chamer, it could be more kal, like we'll see. But those are the three basic mahalchim and maitzi prat l'matzi. Now, in the last two diukim, mushkav prat l'yeshev and kedarker prat l'reishev ben yirei chaysav, so there, the Gemara in Nazir explains, because we say that it's a guy, because Jews generally don't bury in that way. Jews generally bury mushkav kedarker. So if the burial is done not in the ordinary way that Jews bury, it's a Mishunah Dikakvura, so we assume it's a guy. Now what's the din by a guy? So the Rishbam Nemzan, and Taisus here is Mashmanah by Yoso and Kamri Shainim, that there's no din Tvusa by a guy, and there's no din Shchunas Kvaris by a guy. Din that you have to bury, you have to take along with the mace, the karka that's around the mace, is Dafka by Yid. And also the din of Shchunas Kvaris, that you can't be mefan of them, and you have to be baidik, is also dafka by yid. But the Rambam, and we'll speak about this soon, holds that even though there's no din Shchunas Kvaris by a guy, and you don't have to be baidik anymore, but there is a din tvusa by a guy also. And we'll speak about the ikadin tvusa soon. But that's a machlokes rishonim, if the miyat of mushkav prat l'yeshev and kedarka prat l'reishev ben yirei chaysav, that both the ikad din is, because it's a guy, but is that only memaydif from Shchunas Kvaris, that's what the Rambam holds, or is that memaydif from Tvusa also, that's what the Rishbam and Taisus hold. Now the Rishbam throws in another thing. The Rishbam says, Inami, in Yisraelu, maybe ba'akroi ba'alma shechunu l'sham, machilam p'nai v'itlu mikal nakarvi b'vesa kvaris. That even if it's a Jew, maybe it wasn't buried there officially, they just dumped it here, because they wanted enough time to bury it. They just dumped it in for the meantime until they'll have time to bring it for the basic virus. So Masechtas Nazir Daf Samechei, the Sefer Birchus Reish from the Gdeli Achreinim, he's very bothered with the Rishbam. He asks, why did the Rishbam say a new tam that's not in the Gemara? The Gemara there says the tam is because it's a guy. Why did the Rishbam say now a new tam that even if it's a yid, could be they didn't bury me officially, they just threw it in this kever in order that when they'll have time, they'll bring it to the basic verse. Why does it say Nutam? And secondly, he says, the Rishbam is mashman, and if it was buried here on a temporary basis, it wouldn't have a din tvusa. But that's not true. Like we spoke before, there's a din that you could bury a mace and make a t'nai that you're going to move the mace. And avad in that case is a din tvusa also. He says the din tvusa, the Rishbam brings the Gemara in Nazir that says that the din tvusa is learned after Yankov Avinu. That he says in Sasani mi Mitzrayim, take some of Mitzrayim with me, take the offer with me. And Yaakov Avinu with Ada, that was it. He was buried temporarily. He was buried in Lahemya, that when they leave Mitzrayim, they should take him with them, and they still didn't Tvusa. And Avada Tzmuchach that way, that the din of Pinik Varim is even when it's done on a temporary basis, it's still a din of Tvusa. So the Birchas Reish says that there's a difference between a temporary Kfura or something which is not a kvura altogether. If, let's say, they want this to be the grave, but not the permanent grave, in the meantime this should be the grave, and then they're going to move it to a different grave, avada to be a din tvusa, even according to the Rishbam. But let's say there's bechlal no intention that this should be the grave. It's just disposed of here for the meantime. Just keep it here for the meantime. It shouldn't be out in the open. Just keep it protected here, but this is not the grave altogether. As soon as we have time, we're going to bring it to a different grave. But you're not doing it b'tayrus burial. You're doing it b'tayrus, let's just keep it inside Vailing. In such a case, the Rishbam holds is no din tvusa. He brings the Mishnah at the end of this Perek in Olas, at the end of Perek design, it's Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah says a din, ha'mefane kivrei mitayich sadeh u'malaket etzem etzem ha'kol tar. If you're going and cleaning out a kever from your field, you could just take all the bones and everything's tar. You don't have to take the tvusa. The Rash and the Rosh explain, because since it's loyniskana lekever, it's not made for a kever. It also says, Barashim atil masaycha nefola mayarugim malakim etzem etzem akol tar. Or sadish and erig barugim malakim etzem etzem akol tar. And the Rash and the Rosh are mashmits the same din. It says, what do you mean? It's a kever. What do you mean loyniskan lekvura? Even a temporary kever needs tvusa. So the Birchus Resh Tain is, it's not even a temporary kever. It's just a dead person happens to be here. It was just dumped here. We'll see. That's one of the pshatim of the Rishbam by Harug, that the reason why Harug doesn't have tfusa is because we assume that it wasn't buried here. It just happens to fall into the ground and the ground covered it up. So not every mace that's in the ground is a kever altogether. So that's how the Birchus Reish explains that if either temporary kever is a din tfusa, but if it was just dumped here, for the meantime, it wasn't l'shem kever, it wouldn't have a din tvusa. And about why the Rishbam says a different pshat when the Gemara says it's the guy, he wants to say the Rishbam held stam to say that maybe it's the guy, but maybe it's not. That wouldn't be enough to be matter. The Rishbam says the sight of the heter is because it's like a sveksveka. First of all, if it's buried in an unusual way, it could be it's stam a guy. And second of all, if it's buried in an unusual way, it could be it wasn't done l'shem kvura. So between the two, you have a heter. That's what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says it's a guy, it means b'tzir of the fact that even if it's a yid, we're not sure that it's a kever. But he says that the Rambam's mashmi didn't hold that way. Because the Rambam says that the case that you don't have tfusa is if you have a dead person just lying on the ground. The Rambam's lashon is, saw the shenerga by haruga malakat kolat samash by retaira. The Rambam that we mentioned that says that if you find a mace that's just a pnea sada begolu, he doesn't have tfusa. It sounds like if it's in the ground, even if it's not the l'shem kvura, Kumi does have tfusa. Kumi the Rambam learns up these cases of the bar and the sada and the harugim is a pshat that they're not really buried properly. They're not in the ground totally. They're on top of the ground. They're in a hole, but the hole is not covered over. That's why you don't have tfusa. We'll speak about this also a little bit soon. Now, b'negei of the other halacha, meis v'loi harug. We went through hamaitse v'loi matzei, we went through mushkev k'darkei, v'loi yeshe v'loi reishe, b'en yerechaysav. Now, what about meis v'loi harug? How come if the body was killed as opposed to dead, why is it memuyid from the Mishnah, and what exactly is it memuyid from? So the Rishbam says, because we don't assume it's a kever b'chlal. If it was killed, we assume it just fell there It was just done there. It's not l'shem kever b'chlal. And b'meil l'shitas Rishbam, whenever it's not the l'shem kever, not only it doesn't have a din of shchunis kvaris, but it also doesn't have a din of tfusa. But Taisus and Nazir and the Rash and the Rosh and Alois, they say a different shot. They say that by Harug, even if it was the l'shem kever, it still doesn't have a din of tfusa. And they bring down the brisa that's brought there in Nazir that meis shechasar ein lo tfusa. A mace that's chasar doesn't have a din of tfusa. And the Taisus and the Rosh and Nazir and the Rash and the Rosh and Aholah say that just like a mace that's chasar, it's missing something. The Sefer says missing Aver Shenashama Tliyaba, but it's missing something, doesn't have a din of tfusa. And they say that's the Lachal Meshe Misinai. The Lachal Meshe Misinai is it doesn't have a din of tfusa. Mela Aharuk has the same din of chasar. Shaila is why? The Rishbam with Naman that no, that Haruk is not considered chaser. The Rambam also. The Rambam brings down the din of Meisha chaser, Eivu, Shinotim, and Achayomis, Ein Lo Tfusa. He brings down that halacha. But by Haruk, he says a different din. He says a third pshat in Haruk. He says a pshat in Haruk is because you assume it's a guy. Hamza Shtikal Pella. Why should you assume Haruk is a guy? Bishleim, if it's not Mushkev Kedarkai. So you assume it's a guy because Yidden don't bury it that way. But if it's Harug, why should that make you think it's a guy? Mechatesa. I saw brought down, someone was mitzayin the Marsham, the Chivas Marsham, Chelek Dalad, Simen Yadalad. He speaks about it. He says, maybe the pshat is because if it was a Yid, there'd be a major investigation why it was Harug. You see, Be'egla Rufa was so concerned so people would know about it. He felt that was a deichik. He said, also, maybe the pshat is if it's a Yid, they don't bury a harug together with things that aren't harug, together with mason that aren't harug, they bury a harug in a different place. Basically, but that's what the Rambam says, that the pshat in harug is because you assume it's a guy. And the Rambam holds that a guy has tfusa, like we said. So harug has tfusa. Vaisis harug is not chaser. But the other Rishayim hold that harug has a din like chaser. It's not 100% clear why. The Rashi Nazir says, the hachi gemirila. Harug has the same din of chaser. It's also part of lachem eshim misinai. The Rosh in Aholus in Birish Mishnayis, he says in Nusach, because Harug is missing dam. Harug is missing dam when someone gets killed, so they have a loss of blood, that chsar in dam, it makes it chaser. Shall sometimes you can have a Harug that's not missing dam if he's choked to death. Basically, shklar. But that's what these Rishayim say, that Harug be'etzim doesn't have tfusa, so we have really three pshatim. We have the Rishbam's chat that Harug, we don't assume it's a legitimate kever at all. It wasn't the l'shem kever. We have the Rambam's chat that Harug, we don't assume he's Jewish. So a male doesn't have a din of shchunis kvaris. It has a din of tfusa, it doesn't have a din of shchunis kvaris. And we have the pshat of Taisus and the Rosh and Nazir and the Rash and the Rosh and Aholis that Harug has a din of chaser. There's one other pshat, a fourth pshat from the Yad Ramah here. The Yad Ramah says the opposite. The Yad Ramah says that Mace Prat Laharug means because by Harug there's an Issati Mefanet altogether. Why? Because if it's Harug, we're going to assume it's a Mace Mitzvah. Normally when people die, they die in a house, they die at home. There's plenty of Kavrim. Now, Shengen, if someone's killed, it's very likely that when they found this dead body that was killed, there was no Kavrim, it was a Mace Mitzvah. An unidentified Yid that was killed. The Mela, they just buried it right there because Meis Mitzvah Kana Mekaymai. Normally, you don't have to be Chayshish, it's a Meis Mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah has a Kail, Meis Mitzvah is not so Shriach. Whatever the case is, you don't have to be Chayshish, Meis Mitzvah, because the Gemara says Meis Mitzvah Kana Mekaymai. If it was a Meis Mitzvah, so you'd have to leave it there, Meis Mitzvah Kana Mekaymai. By Harug, the Pshat is it's much more of a Chash, it was a Meis Mitzvah. It obviously died in a very unexpected place, could be there was no one around that knew this person, and Mamela was a Meis Mitzvah Kana Mekayim, it's a Vaket. Harug is more Chomer, and there's no din that you could take it away Bechlau. That's the fourth Pshat in Meis Prat Laharug. V'alkapanim, in the Etzim Din of Tfusa, which Rishbam brings the Gemara there, that you learn after Yankov Avinu, that he said to take me with the offer of Mitzrayim, and the Gemara in Nazir explains that the Tfusa means that you have to take three etzbois of untouched offer of karka basula. And the reason is because the bani fluids of the mace go into the offer. So, mail it. It's also part of the mace. You have to bury it along with the mace. The Karanayri knows it clears is that their eyes are their abon, and he says that since the Rishainim say in Nusach about a Mesha Chaser and about a Harug, that there's a Hilchas of Gemirila, it's a Lachal Mesha Misina that doesn't have a Din Tfusa, Vaisa say all that the Din Tfusa is a Din Der Aisa. If the Din Tfusa would be a Din Der Abon, and it wouldn't be past a Lachal Mesha Misina that it doesn't apply to a Mesha Chaser or to a Harug. Vaisa says they must hold that it's a Din Der Aisa. As I tain it, the Karanayr, the Chayr Gishmaka tain it. He says the Rambam's mashmitz the Rabbanon. But he says in the Rishayin, you could say it's a din der Aisa. And Kepshut that a din tfusa is a chelik at a din of Kfur Sameis. And that becomes part of the chiv of Kfur Sameis. You have to bury it along with all the body fluids that are there, that came out during the original Kfur. And Mimela, that all becomes part of the chiv Kfur. It's a cover to the mace. And if it wasn't an official kever, so the Rishbam holds, good, you're not mechuyev in that case. It's dafka to take the kever along with it, because the kever, the mace, becomes the lasher b'ni gershim, it's k'mace atzmei chashev. It becomes a chelik in a mace. Now that you're going and you're exchanging the grave, you're moving the mace from this grave to another grave, that's all part of what the mace is. The tfusa becomes a chelik of the mace. But like we said, there seems to be two machlekes rishayim in negei tfusa. If goyim have tfusa, that the Rishbam and Taisus Neman goyim do not have tfusa, the Rambam holds they do. And also, if you have a kever which was not intentional, the Rishbam and the rishayim hold that such a kever doesn't have tfusa. Temporary kever, yeah, but an unintentional kever not. And the Rambam, the Birchus Reish is medayik, it's that as long as it's buried in the ground, even if it was unintentional, it would have a din tfusa. So I was thinking, the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis in Nazir and in Aholos is mashma another din of tfusa. Not mitzad the din kever, like we're saying, which that's the Pashup Shad, that's what Yushanim seem to say. The Ritva says it here very clear. That it's Pashup to cover a mace, it's part of the mace, but negay the din kvura. But the Rambam is mashma another pshat. The Rambam in the Pirish Mishnayis in Nazir says, Pirish tfusa makam shem is galgal bay. Tfusa means a place where the mace is rolling on. And he says that if you take you have to take the mace with the offer with it, the achman offer to kuch mikarka besul gimlet space, the oz yitter zeha makam. Then it will become tar. And the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayin and Sahola says, also, if you want to be mitar the makam, then you should make sure to take out the tfusa. It sounds like the Rambam holds that dinat tfusa is partial to be metar the makim. Now the rationale says mafurish, even if you don't take the tfusa, the makim is tar. Just the chiv to take the tfusa. But the Rambam is mashman that the din to take the tfusa is, because otherwise the makim will be tame. It's exeris tuma on the makim if you don't take the tfusa. So if you learn that way, so that would make sense that, but goyim also be din tfusa, because goyim also are metame. And that would make sense that as long as it's a kever, even if it was unintentional, it could also have a din tuma. Doesn't have to be that it was there l'shem kvura. That's what I was thinking, maybe pshat in the Ram, is l'shitasai. But I saw the Chazinish, and also the Sidrei Tarais, the Chazinish is in Masech Tesaholos, Perich of Beis. The Sidrei Tarais is also on this, in the Holos, and in Perich Design on the Mishnayis here. And then, that's not the pshat in the Rambam. Avada the Rambam's maskim that the sight of the din tfus is the sight of kvur of the mace. They say you learn it from Yaakov. Yaakov wasn't interested in that Mitzrayim shouldn't be tame. That wasn't his point. Obviously, it's a din stam mitzad the chi of kvur that is the din to take the tfusa. Now the Rambam holds it. That din applies to Gayim. It din applies even when it's not bekavana. That's what you have to say.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.